We resume back in open session at 9:41 a.m. Item number three, discussion and possible action on Belton Lake, Steelhouse Hollow Lake Raw Water Transfer System Engineering Services by Brad Brunette, Central and Lower Basin Regional Manager.
Good morning, Madam Chair and members of the board. This is an action item where we're going to be asking for your authorization to move forward with an engineering contract for this project that we've been looking at for quite some time now. I've got just a couple of slides here that with maps to kind of, I guess, show you exactly what we're talking about before we get into some of the specifics here. This is what we've referred to historically as our Bell House project. We probably briefed this project to you maybe five or eight times over the last 15 years since it was conceptualized back 15 to 20 years ago. What it's going to entail is a relatively short pipeline from Lake Belton to Steelhouse Hollow, 6 miles, maybe a little bit longer, depending on the ultimate route that's selected. Also an intake structure in Lake Belton where the water would be pumped out of the lake, and a discharge structure in Lake Steelhouse Hollow. So those are the elements of what we're talking about. Just a little bit more of a zoomed out view here. You can see on this map the existing Williamson County Regional Raw Water Line that moves water from Steelhouse Hollow down to Lake Georgetown. And with this connection of Belton to Steelhouse Hollow Lake, we'll actually be linking five of our reservoirs together. We would have three of them linked together with the pipelines, being Belton, Steelhouse, and Georgetown. But if you look further upstream above Lake Belton, Lake Proctor is on the Leon River, and so all the water from Lake Proctor ultimately ends up in Lake Belton. And then you can see on the lower portion of the map, Lake Granger is downstream of Lake Georgetown, so all the water that flows out of Lake Georgetown ends up in Granger. So it would essentially link five of our reservoirs together in this part of the basin. The need for the project, we've been planning for this again for probably 15 to 20 years, and we've got growing water needs from customers at Steelhouse Hollow. Our customers that take water there, their demands are increasing, and there are really kind of two main drivers that are driving the time frame on this project of us needing to move forward now. First of all, Bell County WCID number one, who is our largest municipal water customer. They have a water treatment plant at Lake Belton and currently divert all of their water at Lake Belton and treat it at that plant there. And then they supply treated water to a number of communities in that Lake Belton Steelhouse Hollow area. Their needs have been growing, and they started construction on a new water treatment plant down at Lake Steelhouse Hollow several years ago. And that plant is supposed to come online in 2020. And so when it does, Bell County WCID number one will be shifting some of their demands off of Lake Belton and onto Lake Steelhouse Hollow. And then as we go through time, those demands there will be increasing that they'll be supplying from Steelhouse Hollow. The other thing is we've got the pipeline that I showed you a moment ago that runs from Lake Steelhouse Hollow down to Lake Georgetown. We have one more phase of pumping capacity to add to that pipeline. That will be phase three. And our demands down at Lake Georgetown are increasing such that we're looking at needing to add that additional pumping capacity there sometime probably in the next 3 to 5 years. We've actually, I think, got some money tentatively programmed for next year's budget to start engineering work on those phase three pumps. So those are kind of the two main drivers that are going to increase our demands there at Steelhouse Hollow. Again, this project will give us some redundancy. It'll give us the capability to help supplement needs at Steelhouse Hollow from Lake Belton. The pipeline won't run all the time, so it's not going to be a situation where once we build this pipeline, it's going to be on all the time. It'll only be running whenever we have dry conditions and we need to supplement Steelhouse Hollow, kind of the way that we operate the existing pipeline from Steelhouse to Georgetown today. It's also a recommended water management strategy in the last two Brazos G and state water plans, so the project's kind of been on the books for over 10 years or so with regard to the regional water planning world. Just a little bit of history, kind of where we started and where we are now. We had some long-term water that was available for sale 15 to 20 years ago, and as a matter of fact, until today, we've got another item for you on our system operations permit water. This was the last time that we had any significant quantity of water available on a long-term basis 15 to 20 years ago. We ultimately entered new long-term contracts for that water. That was about 35,000 acre feet with diversion points at Lake Belton and Stillhouse Hollow. And at the time the board authorized those sales 15 years or so ago, there was the understanding that we would need this additional infrastructure at some point in the future to make good on those contracts. So this project has, again, been on the books, and we're going to need it to satisfy the needs now that we've gone through time and our demands there are growing. Just back in the 2009 to 2015 timeframe, some of you may recall that we've worked quite a bit with Bell County WCID number one to look at sharing infrastructure. They have an existing intake structure in Lake Belton, and there was some thought that we might be able to partner with them and use their structure and just add additional pumping capacity to save ourselves from having to construct a new intake structure at Lake Belton. We evaluated that and worked with them on that for several years. Ultimately, the site layout there and the tolerances with the pump cans on their infrastructure kind of made it a little bit iffy whether or not we could do that. I think technically, if everything was built like it shows on the plans is out there today, that we probably could, but I think there was going to be some risk there with construction if we partnered with them. Also, what we found out ultimately was that the cost savings that we were looking at weren't as large as what we thought they might be. I think the estimate of our savings if we built our own intake structure versus partnering with the district was somewhere in the $5 to $8 million. And while that's not a small sum of money relative to the overall size of the project, it's not that large. And again, I think there's some risk there with regard to us using that infrastructure. The other thing, I think probably several years ago when we briefed the board about this project and we were exploring that partnership, there was some concern among the board about us not being in control and owning that infrastructure. The path that we were looking at was having some type of operations agreement with the district where they would own the infrastructure and we would just have an agreement with them to transfer the water for us. So there was some concern over that. And as a result, for about the last 3 years, we've kind of stepped back and reassessed this project as a standalone project where we would basically pursue looking at a new intake structure on Lake Belton on our own end. We do have in the scope of work that we're proposing a lot of coordination with the district, so there may still be some opportunities to partner with them with some of the pipeline easements and right of way that they may already have. So we're not totally turning away from that option, but we are looking in a different direction to actually being the owner and operator of the system. We've been monitoring our water needs over the last several years too, and right now we're estimating that we need to have the pipeline online and constructed by 2025 or thereabouts. The recent cost estimates for the project range from $40 to $50 million, so that's the total cost estimated for the intake structure at Belton, the pipeline, and then the outfall structure at Stillhouse Hollow. We published a request for proposals late in 2018 to procure engineering services to help us move the project forward. We ended up receiving 5 proposals. We had a selection committee here at BRA that reviewed those and narrowed it down to the top 3. And then we brought those 3 firms in for interviews. Of those 3 firms, we're recommending that we contract with Walker Partners team for phase 1 of this project. And when I'm talking about phase 1, we're really talking about the project alternatives evaluation and preliminary engineering design. So there's quite a bit of alternatives work that we're going to have to do in coordination with the Corps of Engineers to make sure that we end up selecting a site and designing a project that they're actually going to allow us to build. So that's a substantial portion of the work for this first phase of this project. We actually have 3 representatives from Walker Partners here with us today. We have Jed Walker, John Linder, and Aaron Archer. Y'all may wave over there. We've been working with them on the scope of work and the contract for the last several months. We've negotiated the contract and the scope starting probably back in December and have got that in place where we as a staff here feel comfortable moving forward with them. The fee for this phase 1 work is about $2.7 million, and we're recommending authorization to execute that contract and move forward and begin the work. Just a little bit about our selection of Walker Partners, kind of why we ended up selecting them. Their proposal and also in their interview, they demonstrated the depth of their understanding of this project. It's more than just a concrete and steel type project. There are substantial technical and engineering challenges to it. but there's also a significant amount of regulatory and agency coordination that we're going to have to deal with in coordinating with the Corps of Engineers and permitting and those types of things. There's also going to be a fairly significant political and public relations effort associated with this project, and nobody likes seeing a pipeline built from a lake that they live around, because that means the water may go somewhere else. And so that's something that we deal with everywhere, but no doubt we'll be dealing with that issue here. And then one other thing with the Walker Partners proposal that really stood out was their consideration of operational requirements. In their proposal and in the interview, they were looking ahead not only at what we need to build now, but long term, how we might operate it, what energy costs might look like, and how we might design and size the infrastructure up front to minimize the overall cost down the line with our operations. And that was something that really stood out with their proposal. They've got some very relevant project experience in the area here, a good local knowledge of the area. I think they've got three offices locally here, and one in Waco, Killeen, and one in Austin. Been working with a lot of our customers in that area. And Aaron Archer is actually the project manager on a very similar project that they're working on for the Brushy Creek Regional Utility Authority down south of us. That's an authority that consists of Cedar Park, Leander, and Round Rock. They've recently built a new water treatment plant down there, and Walker Partners is working on the design of a new deep water intake structure at Lake Travis for them. So very relevant, very recent experience, and that's all led to our recommendation of moving forward with them. I think this is the last slide I have. I have a resolution, but I'd be happy to answer any questions that you've got. Yes. Yes, sir.
Mike, $50 million for 6 miles of pipeline sounds awfully expensive to me. Is that comparable to other costs?
It is. In looking at the regional water plan, we're talking about the intake structure is probably the most significant element of the cost. The pipeline itself is maybe second, and then the discharge structure at Stillhouse Hollow. But again, when you look at numbers in the regional water plans, we've got estimates in there for this project that were done several years ago that were originally, I think, at $32 million, and then the last regional water plan, they were at $38 million. We've also had a couple of other firms evaluate this project on a cost basis for us. And like I said, the numbers that we're seeing range from $40 to $50 million. And these guys here that are working on this project for LCRA can tell you that that's the world that we live in with something like this.
Yes, sir. The cost of the engineering fees, are they budgeted in this current year?
Yes, we have, over $1 million in this year's budget, and we also have money programmed in next year's budget for this project
based
as well.
Based on this quote.
Yes, sir.
Brad,
yes.
What is this one single pipeline?
Yes, sir, that's the plan. We're actually going to look at phasing. That's another thing in this preliminary alternative to see if there's any logic to maybe building a smaller pipeline and a larger one later. I don't know that that will be what we do, but it could potentially be more than one, but most likely one.
What is the general, they haven't engineered it, but size-wise, estimate range, how big a pipeline?
Chuck, were we looking at 36 or 48-inch, something like that?
Big one.
Yeah. Pretty large pipe. And one of the things we're going to have them, as part of this evaluation, verify the timing of need, the sizing of the infrastructure. But in our work on it as a staff here and over the last 15 years or so as we've been developing this project, we're looking at a maximum annual quantity of somewhere around 30,000 acre feet per year, maybe a little bit more, that we would move through it. The timing of how fast we have to move it comes into play with the sizing of the infrastructure. But that's about the volume of water that we're looking at. And Lake Belton, for perspective, holds about 450,000 acre feet of water. Any other questions?
Read the resolution, please.
Yes, ma'am. Be it resolved that the Board of Directors of the Brazos River Authority hereby authorizes the General Manager /CEO to negotiate and execute a professional services agreement with Walker Partners, LLC for Phase 1 of the Belton Lake to Stillhouse Hollow Lake Raw Water Transfer System Engineering Services for an amount not to exceed $2,665,867.
You've heard the resolution. Is there a motion to adopt?
So moved.
Richard.
Richard and
Motion was made by Rick Huber, second by Christian.
Richard Ball. Richard Ball.
Richard Ball. Please poll the board.
Presiding Officer Flores.
Yes.
Director Bell.
Yes.
Director Sacanino.
Yes.
Director Ball.
Yes.
Director Bennis.
Yes.
Director Henderson.
Yes.
Director Huber.
Yes.
Director Crone.
Yes.
Director LaChance.
Yes.
Director Lattimore.
Yes.
Director Leslie.
Yes.
Director Lloyd.
Yes.
Director Luton.
Yes.
Director Sanderson.
Yes.
Director Scott.
Yes.
Director Taylor.
Yes.
Director Wilson.
Yes.